This is a WAMC sports update. I'm Patrick Garrett. In the NBA, Brooklyn beat Minnesota 119-110. Police made 6 arrests at a mall in Cambridge that had to be evacuated when a crowd turned unruly at an event featuring a rapper along with Celtics forward Jaylen Brown. Police had to move in to clear the mall, with some in the crowd tossing glass and bricks at the officers. In the NHL, New Jersey beat Carolina 3-2 in double overtime. Vancouver defeated the Rangers 5-3. Montreal won against Boston 3-2. In the NHL, New Jersey beat Carolina in double overtime. Vancouver defeated the Rangers 5-3, and Montreal won against Boston 3-2. The reigning World Series champs can also boast a pair of Gold Glove winners. Cubs first baseman Anthony Rizzo and right fielder Jason Hayward have come away with fielding honors. It's the 4th Gold Glove for Hayward and the 1st for Rizzo, a measure that would raise hotel occupancy taxes to help pay for a new stadium for the San Diego Chargers was failing by a resounding margin early Wednesday morning. Measure C, which was written by the Chargers without input from City Hall, the powerful tourism industry, or other stakeholders, received only 41% yes votes, with approximately 27% of the ballots counted. It needs 66.7% to pass. It's unclear what the Chargers' next step will be in their long-twisting effort to replace aging Qualcomm Stadium. Harvard has begun a probe into a report the men's cross-country team created sexually explicit spreadsheets rating players on the women's cross-country team. The university's athletic director says he's asked Harvard attorneys to look into the incident. The Crimson Student newspaper says the spreadsheet was created before an annual dance for the teams. For more sports scores and stories, visit WAMC.org.